Liz Chang is co-executive producer of the new TV series Stories from the Stage that premieres on the World Channel on October 9th. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about your new TV series, Story from the Stage.
World Channel, for those people who don't really know that much about World Channel, is devoted to really the best in nonfiction storytelling, whether that's a news report about events of the day or really a documentary on perhaps a family struggling to make ends meet. So to us at World, it made sense to us that a series about real people telling real stories about big moments in their lives might resonate with our audience. So we have two diverse hosts, Teresa Okokun and Wes Hazard, and they tell their own stories. And while they're telling their own stories, they introduce the multicultural tellers who really are from all ages, ethnicity, religions, countries of origin, LGBTQ, every profession, political affiliation, socioeconomic backgrounds, and so on, etc. These tellers then riff on a theme for each episode. Themes could be, one is suitcase stories, which features stories about immigration. Another is make it or break it. Holiday horrors is one of my favorites. So, in essence, we ask multicultural tellers to share their stories about universal themes. The other kind of nice thing is that we invite the audience members to come live to the show to share their comments and their stories based on themes. So, at the end of the evening, we have a rich array of great stories that, while they illustrate our differences, they also get at what we share in common.
What was your inspiration for producing it?
So some talented folks at WGBH, where World Channel is, started a storytelling series with a live audience. And so we at World recognized the potential for building on the success with a production that we thought would not only feature multicultural hosts and tellers, but also illuminate something about the art of storytelling. And frankly, why people feel compelled to share such personal stories and insights on stage in front of a group of strangers, essentially. In addition to seeing the performance of the tellers, we interview them before and after their performance. Why tell the story? Who's the best storyteller in your family? And one of my favorites is, what do your family and friends think about when they hear stories, their stories being told? And then, how do you prepare? Do you prepare or do you get up spontaneously on the stage? And many people have said that this is a kind of therapy for them.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
We at World believe that if we can offer a moment of understanding and empathy for a person with a life very different from our own or from the average viewer, then we are furthering our mission. In these divisive times, it's more important than ever for us to encourage each other to walk for a time, if you will, on someone else's path. If we can finally appreciate the motivations and challenges of another person who might live on the other side of the country from us, or even in another land, we have an international documentary series, then how can we fear those people? I personally believe that fear can be countered with personal knowledge and experience, and with people making the effort to learn about others, to be curious. When you think about it, in previous decades, when we all lived in mostly, you know, smaller neighborhoods, we knew and took care of each other. So, say, when little Sammy hid behind your house, or Aunt May was walking down the street in pajamas, or a teenager was scattering trash everywhere, we didn't call the police or try to get them locked up. We took care of them. We took them home. In essence, we help who we know. And we at World feel that if we can get people to know other people, then, you know, understanding and appreciation and empathy will happen.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
In my early days as a journalist, when I was in commercial media, I reported and produced news reports, documentaries that were filled with facts, and then with a few in-person profiles dotted in. At World, we've turned that equation on its head. We concentrate on the personal stories behind the news headlines. people who are courageous enough to bring us into the heart of their very different communities. And frankly, we as Americans can be afraid of the difference, the disenfranchised, and we rely on people who seem to challenge our country's very identity by their existence. And clearly, LGBTQ folks are at the top of the list of those who are challenging the notion of who we are as Americans and how we treat each other. And we feel at World that by sharing these personal stories of struggle, their struggle, their survival, and their triumph, and we have many films and programs that show this and people doing this, and if we can show them as people who want the same things that all people want, perhaps these stories can inspire and even changing someone's mind about someone who is LGBTQ.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in a Trump administration?
I'm hoping that we as a country will move back to center, starting with recognition of what transgender people and LGBTQ folks have been contributing to American life. And the hope, at least with these current challenges, the hope is that this recognition and that this groundswell of support challenges new directives to our armed forces. I mean, when you think about it, among the first national organizations to try and in many cases succeed in leading the integration of difference in America has been the armed forces. So I'm hoping that there's a groundswell of support for people who are doing good work.
With LGBTQ teens 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids struggling with Trump's administration?
Wow. Well, all I can say as a layperson is to seek help. You're not alone. You are strong and smart enough to figure it out. But number one, find people who are like you and talk to them.
How can people get information about your New World Channel TV series, Stories from the Stage?
Well, Charlotte, I'm so glad you asked that question. World has nearly 70 licensees. We have 151 public media stations. And in some stations, these licensees cover an entire state. That's why there's so many stations. And we're in markets representing 61% of U.S. television households. So I would say check your local listings, because we're in most stations, but not all stations. We premiere October 9th, Mondays at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, and 6:30 and 11:30 on the West Coast. So if folks don't have World Channel in their neck of the woods, then I would say please call your local public television station and ask for it. Or you can log on to worldchannel.org, because all our episodes will be streamed the day after broadcast.
What other projects are you working on?
For people who do not know about World Channel, we have a signature series called America Reframed, where we curate 26 films about and by multiculturals. We also have an international film series called Doc World, which airs on Sunday nights at 10. And we feel that we just don't create series and projects for diverse people. We produce these projects for all of us who are interested in stories about the greater world. So I don't want people to think, oh, only multiculturals can watch these programs. We also partner with about 25 stations across the country and some other independent makers on Local USA, which airs right before Stories from the Stage. And those are, it's like a news magazine show that covers, you know, issues like vets coming home and the education gap and caring for the elderly and other kinds of general interest, universal themes that people want to know about. And finally, you know, we're looking for more storytellers for the stage folks, and we are looking for partners. We're looking for our World Station partners, that they would be interested in hosting and producing episodes in their markets, because let's face it, everyone has a story, regardless of where you live. We want to hear those regional stories and be able to share them nationally. And I guess finally, we are constantly working on new partnerships and new projects. We try to partner with everyone, and we're looking for new partners.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
There are two questions I wish people would ask me. Number one, how can I get World? In terms of getting us on their public media station in their market or getting us on worldchannel.org. And the second one is, how can I support World Channel? We do receive generous support from CPB and MacArthur Foundation, WinCode and Candida Foundation, but we would love to expand our work. We have around 7 or 8 original series on the air now with lots of specials. And, you know, we cover issues from, you know, the have-nots and the have-more, so economic and social injustice and all of the above. But we would really need more support from individuals and companies who believe in our mission and the hope that we can create understanding. And if you believe in that mission, then you should support us. For example, 3 of our films were honored this year with 2017 National News and Documentary Emmy nominations. And there are, frankly, other channels with 10 times our budget, and in some cases 100 times our budget, who have not been so honored. So we're doing the work, we're working hard, we're working with lots of partners, and our mission is to create understanding and compassion and empathy for people who are different from ourselves continues. And we would dearly, dearly love to have the help and support of more people and companies and foundations and all of the above.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I believe at World Channel, we don't have a specific quote, but I believe we have sort of a mission idea. And that would be, it's all about the mission, helping others tell their stories, especially those who don't have a voice. And we believe that understanding and empathy can be contagious. That means that with knowledge and people being curious about people outside of their own world, that understanding can spur positive actions.